This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The birth rate in the U.S. fell 4% last year, the largest single-year drop in nearly 50 years. The AP's Julie Walker on this new government report.
The rate dropped for moms of every major race and ethnicity and in nearly every age group, falling to the lowest point since federal health officials started tracking it more than a century ago. Younger women have been putting off having children for years as many postponed motherhood and had smaller families. Birth rates for women in their late 30s and 40s have been inching up, but not last year. Also, the birth rate for teens was down 8%. The CDC report echoes recent findings by the Associated Press showing births fell during the coronavirus, which experts say no doubt contributed to the big decline.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says President Biden's goal of having at least 70% of adults vaccinated against COVID with at least one shot by July 4th is ambitious. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says amid all the misinformation about the vaccines, there's one fact everyone should know.
People who are not fully vaccinated can still die every day from COVID-19.
He acknowledges convincing people he calls doubters will be hard, but says the choice is between life and death.
Why take the risk?
Right now, about 56% of adults have received at least one shot. Nearly 105 million are fully vaccinated. The president's aiming to make those numbers 70% and 160 million by July 4th.
The Deep South is still wrestling with Mother Nature. Tornadoes, high winds, heavy rain, all leading to power blackouts and damaged homes and businesses from Texas to Virginia. Three people have died in the storms this week. Officials now say four people were killed when a small plane crashed into a home in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. This is AP News. Former President Trump is about to learn whether he can return to Facebook. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Facebook's oversight board plans to announce this morning whether or not former President Donald Trump will be allowed to return to the social network. Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts were suspended on January 7th for inciting violence that led to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Facebook owns Instagram. The decision by Facebook's oversight board is binding. If the oversight board rules in Trump's favor, Facebook will have 7 days to reinstate his account. If the board rules against Trump, his account will remain indefinitely suspended. I'm Mike Gracia.
Hyundai is recalling some Santa Fe Sport SUVs because of a problem that could cause an engine fire. These are 2013 through 2015 models. Some are being recalled for a second time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.